FinTech cannot afford to lose sight of regulatory compliance. Howsoever big the technology bring in, they will have to comply with the regulators' procedures laid down for them. FinTech cannot afford to lose sight of regulatory compliance as the regulations surrounding the financial industry are continually evolving. Innovation system and processes can help them to stay ahead of the regulatory changes and adapt to new requirements more efficiently. Now, let us understand a fine difference between financial technology and financial technology solutions. Both are generally considered to be same, but there are certain differences. FinTech or financial technology is the all-encompassing term for all the new technologies rapidly changing the financial services industry. A technology platform can consist of environment variables, data storage, capture element, redistribution, reporting, configuration details, and data elements processing, etc., etc. Financial technology can improve the visibility and operations of an organization and create more value for business strategy. Financial technology on the solutions, on the other hand, is a term used for all the things which drive innovations and provisions of existent financial services. Innovators aggressively focus on high profitability and high frustration customers to provide the most valuable products and services. So with the help of financial technology, the financial technology solutions are created mainly for meeting the needs of the customers and serving them more efficiently for generating high profits. So having understood basic difference between a financial technology and financial technology solution, financial technology solutions can be meant for five areas, and they are finance sectors, business processes, customer segments, interaction form, and the market position. Let us see one by one. First, the financial sector. Technology-aided risk management tools can help the banks and insurance companies predictively model the economy. FinTech has made brilliant strides by allowing banks to automate their processes to be more efficient through the adaption and improvements that are made in the short and the long term. InsurTech helps insurance companies to create innovative products and services to penetrate the diverse insurance markets and optimize the business model. The second area is the business process. FinTech has improved business processes, especially the payment process, which includes digital wallets or the peer-to-peer payments that helps the end user to make payments to somebody else. Better business process can be created with predictive analysis in areas like supply chain management to maximize revenue and achieve or even exceed performance goals. The third area is the customer segment. Financial technology solutions can be designed for specific customer segments such as the retail, the corporate, the public, the private, etc., etc. Financial technology solutions provide the unique advantage of offering attractive discounts to woo the customers. Financial technology innovators use the cloud and the big data technologies instead of the branches and tellers to acquire more customers. The fourth area is the interaction form. The interaction form provides an interface to capture details of certain groups. The major forms are consumer to consumer, business to consumer, business to business, popularly known as the C2C, the B2C, and the B2B. And the fifth area is the market position. Market position distinguishes between the market participants and provides authorized access. This includes the distinctions of the bank insurer, non-bank insurer, or the bank insurer corporation, as well as a non-bank insurer or bank insurer competition. So having understood these different areas into which the financial technology solutions are deployed, now let us understand about the FinTech disruptors. Disruptors bring change in our thinking, in our behavior and also in our action that we do on a daily basis or in a business. Financial technology is causing disruptions in the financial industry, and hence FinTech can be named as a financial disruptor. Financial technology has gained tremendous success in the rapidly reshaping traditional financial services by making them faster, easily accessible, and cheaper. Financial technology disruptors continue to provide innovative products backed with the required security technology to perform seamlessly. FinTech disruptors collaborate with traditional companies and compete with established firms using separate strategies. On the other hand, traditional companies collaborate with these innovators because they want to gain a fresh perspective on the financial service industry, understand their advantages better, and externalize the research and developmental aspects. One important thing to note is not that only the large companies deploy FinTech. Companies from all sizes are entering this FinTech space. FinTech has learned the art of becoming user-friendly in order to attract participants from different sectors of the economy. The FinTech ecosystem is spearheaded by these startups as well as established players who develop FinTech products and services and scale in new and established markets through the unique value propositions. Incumbents and new entrants into the financial ecosystem are entering a period of vigorous competition fueled by technology disruption and consumer adoption. Corporates and FinTech either collaborate or enter into mergers and acquisitions to obtain complementary offerings to their business models and penetration in new markets. Another important thing to be known about FinTech is no enterprise is immune to financial technology. Several companies have used or are getting into the FinTech movement in order to make things easier for their customers. Some enter by creating new business units, for example, Google. Others by innovations that complement their current operations, example, Domino's. And yet others to be acquired by the larger organizations or investment firms, example, Venmo. A wide range of products and services offered by FinTech is transforming not only the financial industry, but other sectors such as hospitality, education, transportation, among others. Financial technology advancement is creating an ecosystem of collaboration and ultimately providing benefits and control to companies, business owners, and the consumers. FinTech is exploding in popularity as it is helping financial institutions to enhance their quality, efficiency, productivity, integrated and value-added services, and customer retention rates. So, where all is the FinTech market growing? The FinTech market is growing in financial services, in the digital banking, in the core banking infrastructure, in the cryptocurrency and blockchain, in the investments and savings, in the insurance, in the wealth management providers, in the currency and exchange, in the lending and personal finance, payment processing and network, the SaaS, the NFT, and many, many more non-financial industries also. For example, the FinTech market is growing in real estate, education, health services, advertising, biotech, mobile wallets and remittances, credit score and analytics, and regulatory and compliance. What about Indian FinTech companies? India is also making massive use of FinTech. India has over 7,000 FinTech companies and is considered the world's second largest FinTech ecosystem after the United States. Indian FinTech has attracted huge equity capital funding over the past decade. The COVID-19 pandemic has amplified the adoption of digital financial services and accelerated the rise of fintech. India's supportive policy framework and regulations offer a wide range of opportunities for the fintech. The innovative technology used by fintech are helping to reduce the asymmetry of information between financial service providers and consumers and improve the market efficiencies. The Indian fintech market is also growing in different areas, different verticals such as the payments, the personal finance, the lending, the wealth tech, the investments, insurtech, the rest tech, the ed tech, the retail, the NFT fintech, cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, the stock trading, the budgeting, the crowdfunding, as well as the neobanks fintech. The fintech in India can be classified as digital payments, personal finance, lending, wealth tech and investments, insurtech, regtech, edtech, retail, stock trading, and cryptocurrency and the blockchain technology. So what are the components of a financial technology ecosystem? In a financial technology ecosystem, various technology functions are interdependent. The payment ecosystem represents how everything gets together to make a transaction possible. The mobile money ecosystem comprises a mesh of partnerships covering various networks of relationships. The fintech startups design and redesign the processes of financial services with their high-end technological expertise. So let us look at individual components of the fintech ecosystem, starting with the e-wallets or the mobile wallets. What does they do? They allow consumers to pay with a cell phone. The bank credit cards offer credit to customers on purchase. The e-wallet platforms offer a mobile wallet solution. The card associations, they govern the compliance policies pertaining to the card payment, monitor processing activity, develop new products, and oversee the clearing and settlement of transactions. The acquirers solicit, underwrite, and maintain the merchant accounts. The processors act as a middleman between the merchants and acquirers for processing payments. The third-party processors allow merchants to accept the payments without applying and acquiring a merchant account of their own. Independent sales organization is a third-party organization that is contracted by an acquirer and has an arrangement with merchants to accept the credit cards. The POS terminal technology, physical payment terminals with merchants that accept in-store payments. The integrated systems are operated on tablets, computers, and smartphones to conduct the sales, run their business, and manage inventory. The in-store terminal providers equip merchants with the hardware to swipe or insert the credit card to process the transaction. The e-commerce payment processors simplify the website checkout process and accept payments securely over the web. Now, there are some more other components like recurring billing payment processors help merchants to automate payments for products or service subscriptions at predetermined schedules. Mobile payment processors help merchants to accept the payments using the mobile phones by keying the credit card number into an app. The tablet POS providers helps a merchant to run a full register using just a tablet and an optional card swiper, whereas the closed-loop payment networks, consumers having an arrangement with the vendor can load money into the spending account and utilize it through a mobile app. In case of wearable technology, electronic devices that can be worn as accessories and even implanted in the human body, miniature microprocessors enable sending and receiving data via the internet. Near-field communication, it's a short-range wireless technology that helps the NFC-enabled electronic devices transmit data through electromagnetic radio fields with a single touch. So having understood the various components of the fintech ecosystem, now let us understand the fintech platform. Fintech platforms provides the structure on which a company can start building its product. It can also help to scale the businesses by maintaining one central team of staff to run the day-to-day operations of the business without the need to hire more as the client base grows. Efficient platforms can monitor activities, report on the outcomes, and ensure compliance of the business with industry regulations. Fintech platforms can quickly unbundle the assets and capabilities into new products that meet the demands of today's high tech-savvy consumers who expect responsive, nimble, and customized services. Fintech platforms are able to offer much lower fees and an array of tools to manage the business. Effective platforms provide a base for businesses to work from and scale their model by developing their main business offerings and outsourcing the back-end processes. Having understood the fintech platform, now let us understand the fintech infrastructure. A series of technological innovations, including a revolution in computing power, the internet, and the mobile telephony, has created a new wave of fintech requirements. The Digital India and the Smart Cities initiatives have been launched to promote digital infrastructure development in the country, as well as to attract the foreign investments. The largest biometric-based identification system in the world, Aadhaar, is one of the key pillars of Digital India. The government recognizes the efforts of fintech and rewards them for making financial products more accessible to a large number of users. The government aims for a knowledge-based economy driven by robust technology, strong public finance, and a sound financial sector. Having understood the fintech platforms, the fintech infrastructure, now let us understand what are fintech hubs. A fintech hub is a physical or virtual location that serves as the focal point for fintech investors and other stakeholders in the financial technology industry within a region or a network to come together to collaborate, network, and share resources for performing the fintech activities. Fintech hub ecosystem encompasses the entire infrastructure, the platforms, the components, the fintechs, living entities, robots within the hub who work for a common cause by engaging with each other. In the last few years, fintech has taken massive strides and rapidly grown into a global industry. In order to keep pace with its growth and conduct seamless and efficient operations, several fintech hubs are established around the world. The major fintech hubs in India are in Bangalore, Mumbai, Hyderabad, Chennai, and Delhi. And now we look at the risk that is faced by the fintech. The financial landscape has witnessed an astoundingly rapid transformation. The lightning speed of progress has provided benefits to the consumers, but at the same time, is laden with risk and hence raise concerns about loss due to the risk. Regulators want to ensure that fintech firms are prioritizing risk management by assessing risk and taking measures to mitigate it. The regulator's main task will be supervision of measures and increasing consumer awareness along with the fintech industry's capacity to manage the risk. As the fintech is getting more regulatory attention, it becomes the duty of fintech to have risk controls that will help them to become compliant and treat the customers with more convenience. What are the common risks? The common risks associated with fintech are fintech apps can become the target of hacks and cyber attacks, social engineering attacks, for example, the phishing that manipulates users to divulge sensitive information, such as the password, access rights, etc. Ransomware that locks a system and demands a ransom for unlocking the system. Fraud and money laundering is also one of the risks associated with fintech. There are some more risks associated with fintech, such as inadequate encryption and data integrity give rise to stealing of financial information. The platform technology unreliability or vulnerability can expose consumers to higher risk of loss. Intellectual property thefts lead to stealing apps source code. Can be merchant risk, product unsuitability, and lack of knowledge and experience with consumers to use the product. There are some more risks, such as the credit risk, the unexpected market occurrences such as procyclicity, access volatility, operational risk, cross-border transaction can pose difficulties in transactions happening on processes in foreign countries. Some more risks, such as technology failures leading to the loss of fintech companies' reputation, unfair outcomes due to wrong algorithmic decision-making, fintech operator fraud or misconduct, conflicted fintech business models not protecting consumer interests, non-compliance with regulatory requirements and regulatory risk, the consumer risk, and the outsourcing risk. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this first chapter. Financial technology has created the new and emerging financial services sector through the intersection of financial services and technology. Financial technology ecosystem has evolved with the disruptions created by fintech in the fintech space. Fintech has gained tremendous success in rapidly reshaping the traditional financial services by making them faster, easily accessible, and cheaper. The fintech ecosystem is spearheaded by startups as well as established players who develop fintech products and services and scale in new and established markets through the unique value propositions. Fintech is expanding in popularity as it is helping the financial institutions to enhance their quality, efficiency, productivity, integrated and value-added services, and the customer retention rates. India's supportive policy framework and the regulations offer a wide range of opportunities for fintech. The government is recognizing the efforts of fintech and also rewards them for their efforts in making financial products more accessible to a large number of users. So with this, friends, we complete our chapter number one. We have perfectly set a stage to enter into different verticals of fintech in our chapter number two. Thank you.